That's Mouthful. That was their second song. I mean, as far as the second song, I think I liked the second song better than the first one.
Yeah, I thought it was more, like, the whole song was more cohesive. It just all fit together better. The groove was strong.
Gary Hoey hanging out with us. He's got a show tonight. You can go see Gary at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. And tomorrow night at Ramona Main Stage in Ramona, California. You were telling us about the shows you've done most recently, that you had like a 13-year-old kid open up for you who plays guitar, and it was just absolutely amazing. Like discovering the new talent is like, obviously, we like doing that. That's why we have the opportunity for people on Fridays, like get this opportunity, this chance, and hopefully we'll discover that diamond in the rough.
He played for me. He opened up last night, the show, a kid named Ray Goran, is it? Ray Goran?
Yeah, G-O-R-A-N, I'm not sure how I say it.
But Ray Goran, he was ridiculous. I'm not even kidding you. I mean, for me, I've heard everything under the sun guitar-wise, and this kid at 13 years old, he sounded like he was a 50-year-old blues guy from the Delta. And I'm not even kidding you. And his technique was totally flawless.
I looked him up during the break, and it's like one of the first things that pops up is Jamie Foxx wanted this kid to play at his birthday party. Like, I have to get this kid to play at my birthday party. And he did. He played it. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously.
And his voice, he's got this really high voice because he hasn't gone through the change yet, you know, with the puberty thing. So I walk in the club, and I thought there was a black soul singer singing, and it was a girl. And it was him. And then his guitar playing was beyond that, just beyond that. And he's incredible, man. You know, and I asked him how long he's been playing. I said, "Did you start in the womb?" And he said, "No, I've been playing for 4 years."
No. So he obviously just...
Lightning hit him. And, you know, my kid's 11, and he's... This kid's... My son's doing very well, but this kid is at a level I don't even know. I think this generation, there's so much on YouTube. They can just sound... They can sit down and learn anything. Yeah. I think the information out there is making kids develop a lot faster.
And being able to be discovered, too, is like part of putting their stuff up and getting people to follow them and you know, find that opportunity. It's almost like, you know, American Idol did that, but it's like, okay, let's go out and everybody come out and audition.
Yeah.
I mean, the internet, YouTube is a world audition.
It really is.
If you get the support, then
people pass it around.
You can make it.
That's how Justin Bieber made it.
Yeah. And nowadays, you're right. If you're great, people will almost find you if you're that great.
Yeah.
You know?
Last time Gary was on the show, he was on for Christmas, promoting his Christmas album, and we had him play like some Christmas songs off of that, and we were thinking, well, what the hell, it's almost 4th of July, Gary's probably got to know some American hits, of America, like the standards, like Yankee Doodle Dandy, I don't know, you know what I'm talking about, like America the Beautiful.
Well, we were talking about it, and I just, and it's funny, because I said to you when I came in, I goes, "Guy, I don't know a lot of Americana songs, I should."
Well, it is also tapioca pudding appreciation.
Today? Is that
so
day?
I don't know if that helps in your, I don't know.
We can always add that in
your motivation.
But no, I was just saying how a lot of the melodies... You know, from that have stood this, you know, like the Star Spangled Banner, any of those songs. The reason they've been around so long is they're amazing. And you guys actually inspired me to do an album of Americana music.
Looky there,
we inspired. Yeah. Oh my God!
Yeah, I'm serious.
We're gonna get a thing.
I'm not
really?
Even kidding. I mean, I don't even remember the song. I don't even know if my guitar is on. But I was just sitting. I was just in the dressing room waiting for you guys. So I was hanging out. And I just started going like... You know, and I was just sitting there playing that melody, and I'm thinking, this is the prettiest melody I've ever heard, you know? I don't even remember it. And then it goes up. And then. I'll work on it. Yeah, I don't know.
That's kind of messed it up a little. I mean, if you're watching at HeidiandFrank.com, that's the amazing thing, too. I mean, here it is awesome, but just to watch, like, the little things your fingers do. It's
little things.
Just those little movements that make all the difference. Awesome.
When we come back, you can play anything you want. You can play something off your new blues album. You can play the Star Spangled Banner. I know you played it at Dodger Stadium, major stadiums around the country.
I would love to play
country.
It for the 4th of July when we come back, if you
crank
want.
Crank out the Star Spangled Banner or anything on your blues album, whatever you want to play. But also when we come back, I mentioned this on Twitter and the voting for the hottest women in radio. And I said, go and vote for Heidi to be the hottest woman in radio.
Yeah, I know.
And I guess the results are in. Let's find out
as
where
I
Heidi.
Sit here with my baseball cap and no makeup on today.
Let's find out where Heidi
you don't
landed.
Need it. You still look beautiful.
Thanks,
ranked
Gary.
On the hottest women in radio.
You know they say men. It's men in a white t-shirt. For me, it's a girl in a ball cap tied back driving a pickup truck.
Well, oh my God.
That's hot.
Big old mutters on it. You know what she's into. All right, we're going to cover the hottest women in radio list when we come back, and Gary Ho is going to play some more for us. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people, on demand, webcast, behind the scenes, too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com, check it out.